This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is proudly sponsored by HarvestRack.com. Stop spending thousands of dollars on pre-made emergency food. Learn how to make your own healthy emergency food supply with the amazing in-home freeze dryer from HarvestRack.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I sound excited, it's because I am. As Paul Watson just devastatingly put it, and we need to go with those headlines and explain it to people, because nobody else will, it seems. Days after the world moves away from the dollar, predictively, just like they attacked Iraq when they tried to leave the dollar, they have sent this airliner right to the war zone. It's been shot down. And within minutes, we're saying the Russians were behind it. State Department officials. And again, it's a tragedy any way you slice it, but the Russians don't have the motive, the qui bono. Who benefits? I want to get David Knight's take on that and more from Paul Watson. David Knight?
Well, that's it exactly, Alex. It looks so much to me like what happened just a year ago when they were pushing for a war with Syria. They said that they immediately knew when that gas attack occurred, they immediately knew it's sarin. Only Assad has sarin. Therefore, he did the attack. We need to go after him now. And it turned out that wasn't true. It turned out
Putin needs to come out and say, you guys pulled false flags all over the world. Have a list with a big blow-up deal on a screen and do a newscast, and it will defeat the globalist. I mean, again, people don't – governments think the public's too ignorant for this. No, they're not too ignorant. Russia either shows all the cards or this could start World War III. Don't you agree? Shouldn't Putin just come out and just say, look, knock it off?
Absolutely.
And if they trick the Russians into shooting it down, the Russians need to come out and say that.
Well, you know, they immediately had this rocket, this surface-to-air missile system, the Buk system. And as Watson pointed out, in 2001, October 2001, Ukraine had already shot down a passenger airline. They said it was by mistake, but it was a different missile. And what they were pushing on CNN especially, they were saying, well, the rebels have this Buk missile system. They stole it from the Ukrainian government. So therefore, they're the ones who shot it down. It's like, well, if they stole it from the Ukrainian government, obviously the Ukrainian government has other ones.
But that, what's ridiculous is, I saw that too yesterday here around the office. They just kept saying, here's the missile. Yeah. Like the public's dumb. Look, it's a missile. Exactly. Look, it's what did it. You see it? See it? Russians have them. Mm-hmm. It's like saying, look, here's this photo of Alex with a gun, you know, at the shooting range. He might have killed people. I mean,
that's right. And we should remember what happened last year with the sarin gas. What eventually turned out, we pointed out that previously, a few months earlier, the UN and the Russian government had done an investigation saying that the sarin gas, there was a form of homemade sarin gas that had been used by the rebels. So it wasn't something that only the Assad government had. It could have been done by either side. So it wasn't a smoking gun. And then, as that started to get coverage, the U.S. government released its own analysis, and that's when it ended it. And that's exactly what Putin should do. He should release the information.
Yeah, it turned out it was staged Saudi Arabia.
Exactly.
And then Turkey was involved. All right, Paul Watson, we've got a minute and a half left. I know you're working on a lot of big stories right now at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. What else is coming up?
Well, another major issue is the fact that within an hour of this shootdown taking place, Ukraine came out and said, we've got bombshell evidence that implicates the Russian government. And so people were asking, okay, what have you got? You know, radar recordings, satellite imagery. Turns out they've got a YouTube video, which is this alleged separatist commander speaking with a leader of the Russian armed forces, basically admitting that they shot down the airliner. Problem is, the Ukrainians had already intercepted communications from the same people, allegedly, over a month before. So they knew that the communications were intercepted. The Russians, the separatists, made no effort to encrypt the communications.
And this is the same globalist, remember, the same globalist that had Syrian Danny, remember him?
Yeah, but the big aspect of this is you actually download the video and look at the video encode timestamp. And this is not like Facebook pages that can be created before, renamed later. This is the actual time the video was created in the file, and it was the 16th. It was the day before the airline was even shot down.
Oh, they had it all ready and prepared.
It was all ready to roll.
Oh, well, don't question it. Only do what the New York Times says. They say it's Putin. It's all his fault. We need nuclear war. And remember, they also told us Saddam had atomic bombs and yellow cake from Niger. And so, of course, it was all lies, but we're not going to question it, folks.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Starting in the next segment, we're going to look at who may have been behind the shootdown of the ill-fated Malaysian airliner that reportedly over 300 people now have been confirmed dead. And now even mainstream media is asking the question we've been asking since last night. Why was it directed through an area where aircraft were banned by the EU and the FAA from flying through? And did you know that Ukraine shut down a Russian airliner back in 2001? We weren't on the edge of World War III because of it. This is a huge political distraction from the open borders, the dollar being in trouble, and so much more that's coming up. Kevin Sorbo, though, is just a great guy. I'm a fan of some of the Christian movies he's produced and been involved in, the kind of stuff I can show my kids. And, of course, everybody knows him from Hercules and a lot of other big TV shows and movies. And he's in a new libertarian freedom-promoting film, AlongsideNightMovie.com. And, of course, The author is Neil Shulman, who we're going to get on coming up in a few weeks because all the breaking news, we're moving him, obviously, with the Russian crisis. But alongside Knight is the new film in theaters and many other places coming out. So we want this libertarian-style, freedom-based film to be successful. Kevin Sorbo, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, good to be here. Good to see you.
Well, a lot happening. Before we get into the film, what do you think about how crazy the world's gotten and the open borders and Obama and the anti-gun executive orders and everything else? What's your take on that?
Well, the movie kind of feeds into that, actually. This book was written back in 1979 by Neil Shulman, and it pretty much predicted everything that's going on in the world right now with the economy, with Americans losing their independence, losing their freedom of speech, losing their freedoms as a whole, and, you know, everything. It's just it's amazing of how accurate this book has predicted what's going on right now, and it's crazy. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with this whole Putin thing. I mean, has Russia even changed, really? I mean, they make KGB is just a different name, you know? So it's I've been to Russia recently. I actually went over in January. And I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't move there. So, you know, people still, when they're in trouble, who do they come to? They come to America first, don't they? Even though they've been bashing us for the last dozen years, they still come here first whenever there's a problem.
Well, I totally agree that America is a lot better than Russia. What's left, the Bill of Rights, Constitution, due process. And I don't, as Ron Paul has said, you know, say Putin's an angel. My issue is George Soros has been intimately involved in the whole Ukraine thing. So I think both sides are bad, manipulating the Ukrainians against each other. I just hope this plane shoot down doesn't escalate some type of conflict with Russia.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. It's just sad and it's pathetic and it's... I mean, I think with all the evidence mounting already, just within 24 hours, they're going to be able to find the guy who actually pressed the button. So it's pretty insane. I mean, look what's going on. I mean, you go back to Watergate, you go back to all the attacks on Nixon during that time. Good Lord, in the last 6 years, we've had far more mini scandals that have been much, much bigger. But look where we are. We're not doing anything about them. It just shows you where the moral curve has gone in this country and in the world, where everything now is everything's okay. And we're such an apathetic country right now that people don't seem to care that this country is skidding down into a third world nation.
Kevin Sorbo's Hercules is with us. Man, I'm familiar with Liberty films, fiction, nonfiction, with Christian films, because that's what I let my children watch. You're prolific, you know, in your big niche, but for folks that I guess, you know, only tune into a lot of dominant mainstream media, you know, you're still involved with that some, but not as much as everything you're doing. Briefly, talk about some of the projects you've been involved in this project, because the fact that Christian media, freedom-based media is growing so fast and supplanting the old Hollywood structure. I think this is one of the most important revolutions happening right now.
Well, the independent world has really picked up in the movie making. We're still dependent in some degree to get studios to pick up our movies and get them out there distribution-wise. But God's Not Dead went a whole different route. You know, I've done 5 movies with these guys, PureFlix out of Arizona. They're the largest distributor of family and faith-based movies. And God's Not Dead was a little $2 million movie. And it was really, PureFlix was very smart in getting it out to all the churches around the country. And promoting it and having pastors and priests look at this movie and, you know, tell their congregation to go. Well, this $2 million movie made $62 million and stayed in theaters for 3 months, which is unheard of. And it's still opening in 33 more countries around the world. It has a very good chance to reach 90, even $100 million on a $2 million budget.
Well, I'd love to get you on for a longer period just about God's Not Dead, but that film's been launched now. And again, I have no stake in these films. I was promoting a film yesterday, you know, about the fake utopia of Obama that I'm not involved in, because this is how we're going to win the culture war. Tell us about the new film that's coming out soon.
You know, I kind of touched on it a little bit already. It really deals with what's happening in America today. I play a Nobel Prize winning economist, and I'm on the lam because I'm calling out the government for what they are. But freedom of speech has pretty much been taken away. The dollar's worth nothing. Only gold is worth something now, and you're kind of seeing that happen in real life. Obama has kept, I think, I tell people about the stock market. I say the stock market is like the dot-com industry back in the late 90s, where it's all a bunch of ghost money. We've been printing so much money over the last 6 years to try to keep the country afloat. But, I mean, look at how much more in debt we are since Obama took over in the last 6 years. So this movie points a finger at that and points to where we're losing all of our rights as Americans. And I fake my own death. And really, the movie is driven by my son in the movie. I'm literally only in the movie like 5 or 6 scenes, so I can't say it's my movie. I mean, it's driven by the kid playing my son that is trying to figure out a way to really get us out of the country.
Amazing. Yeah, I am familiar with the novel. I haven't read it yet. But I know it kind of ties in just to the whole fact that we, as a society, will lose our freedoms and we will live in a tyranny if we're not involved. But now we're here, and that's why these films are resonating with folks so much, because it's not Alex Jones or Matt Drudge or WorldNet Daily warning people 20 years ago. It's now here. Do you think we'll turn the corner, or where does your gut, Kevin Sorbo, tell you we're going?
I don't know. I'm looking to New Zealand. I'm telling you. I mean, it's I lived there for 7 years with Hercules, and it was a pretty nice country. For a socialist country, it's pretty capitalistic. I mean, this country is so large, and we've got such a large population. I mean, the Democrats found out early, started back in the 60s, how to get votes. They said, look, we'll promise them free stuff. Well, free stuff, as we know, isn't free. But the people receiving the free stuff view it as being free. So to break them out of that cycle, I mean, how do you stop people? How do you get people who should be working to work when they've gotten so used to just basically laying around? I'm all for helping people who need help. So don't get me wrong. I don't want more hate mail and email. You're going to get those anyway from everybody. But if you're able to work, work. You know, I didn't grow up in anything. My dad was a public school teacher. I was the fourth of 5 kids. My dad was a Walter Mondale, Hubert Humphrey, Minnesota Democrat, but he instilled hard work into all 5 of his kids, saying, don't expect handouts. Don't expect to be lazy in your life. He cracked the whip. You know, I call his hand soft thunder, you know. When he got mad, boy, he got mad. And he said, you learn to take care of yourself. And that's one thing that I'm passing on to my kids. And unfortunately, half this country doesn't see it that way, and they don't seem to care. So how do we turn that boat? Because I feel like we're past that tipping point, but there comes a public education, but who's controlling public education? Let's dive into everything that the government runs. Post office, IRS, just a bunch of bullies. You got the public education. None of these things work. Everything is broken that the government puts a hand on. This country was built on individuals. It was always built on individuals. It was built on, you know, the Bill Gates of the world and the Fords of the world and all that. I mean, that's where it came from. And that's where, those are the guys who create true wealth and true employment. But unfortunately, I don't understand why the mass media and our government feels they can do a better job, because they don't and they never have.
Well, again, it's not that this film is going to save the world, or your other films will, or my films will. All of them together will give us a shot at turning this around. And that's why the collectivists, the progressives, the authoritarian left is moving to dominate and take over right now, because they can see politically the writings on the wall. Young people, almost 80% are against abortion. All the polls are flipping actually in the direction of libertarians, in the direction of real Christianity, not establishment Christianity. The trends are there, but the system is in a race to shut us down. And I think it's important to call out Obama. You know, Pat Buchanan, who I've known for many years and who I like, Kevin Sorbo, joining us, folks, if you just tuned in, he says don't impeach Obama, let all his bad stuff get Republicans elected. Well, my issue is you've got to prosecute him, or nobody's scared in government of getting in trouble. I think we become aides to the evil if we don't say no to it.
Oh, I'm in total agreement. And on top of that, I'm a big firm believer in term limits. Why can't we get that? Why can't we, 315 million people, say no more 40-year terms for these Congress people? I don't care on both sides of the political aisle. They get 6 years max. That's it. If a president gets 8 years max, Congress gets 6. That means they get in there, they get their job done. And then we've got people like Obama, when something huge happens like this, like yesterday with this crash and this huge border crisis, he's going on just trying to raise money for the Democratic Party. It's pathetic. It's ridiculous. They got to raise tens of millions of dollars for a job that pays $200,000. So what's going on?
AlongsideNightMovie.com. We'll tweet it out at Real Alex Jones right now. AlongsideNightMovie.com. Another independent film exposing tyranny. Now that you can find out about theaters in your area, and then if people come see the first few theaters and support it, it'll spread all over the world, like God's Not Dead and other films that Kevin Sorbo is involved in. Kevin, we got 45 seconds. Closing comment.
You know, people got to wake up. I mean, the trouble is so many people don't pay attention to what's going on in the world, and they don't care. And we need to do something to wake up that populace. We need to do something to change our public education, because we need people out there to teach kids in schools the way they should be taught, not being brainwashed what our government's doing to them. And go watch Alongside Night, and also God's Not Dead comes out August 5th on DVD. August 5th. Thank you.
We want to have you back on. Thanks for spending time with us.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Appreciate there it. Goes Kevin Sorbo. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going back into the border crisis, back into the latest with Ukraine and the shot down airliner, back on the latest on the NSA, and so much more straight ahead. Your phone calls, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. First-time callers, you're up first.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that give your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
We'll be right back. Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
There's too much confusion.
I can't get no relief.
I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth.
You want to talk about what you think's going on with the Malaysian airliner? And I know you do, and I know listeners want to hear what you've got to say. Or the open borders, or other issues. The phones are wide open. 800-259-9231. Let's take three or four calls right now in this short segment. Let's just do it. Brian in Georgia, you're on the air on the missing airplane. Well, I don't think it's missing. It's on the ground. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, Alex.
Hey, go ahead.
I was listening to you on the internet. Sorry. Yeah, my thought was, remember that missing plane from Malaysia?
Yes.
I think it kind of ties in. It was weird. My wife and I were driving back from Orlando. We heard it on the news, and we look at each other, and she doesn't like your news like I do. But it was just very ironic that it's a Malaysia airplane once again.
Well, I've got to say that that whole thing was very suspicious and doesn't add up, but we're supposed to not question that or we're bad. We're not supposed to question Obamacare doubling crippling prices or we're bad. We're not supposed to question that all the taxes in it or we're bad. We're just supposed to do what we're told. That's what a good citizen does, is get screwed over. And, yeah, it's the same make and model and the same airline. And then Operation Northwood said they would have one airplane launch with CIA on board. It would land, have another identical airplane get blown up, and that's how Northwood said they would blame the Russians and the Cubans for shooting down an airline. That's Operation Northwood's ABC News. But when I mention that, they'll have the Boston Globe say I made it up, and then I'm insane, and have Weird Al Yankovic make a joke video like they've done. Because they just think they control reality, and questioning is insane. If I walk out and say the sky is blue, I'm a bad person, unless Obama says it's okay for me to say that. And, yes, I agree with you that the whole thing's very weird, and that had 100 attendees heading to Australian AIDS conference. I mean, who knows if any of this is even true? It's all very, very bizarre. But Operation Northwoods called for doing something just like this. And then a little bit more recently, in 2003, it was declassified in 2006, that Bush and Blair wanted to paint up a plane like a UN plane, shoot it down, and blame it on their enemies to start wars. Saddam, in that case. So thank you, Brian. Good points. But again, questioning is bad. And then, so we're going to do it again. I think John from Texas is thinking and looking at things, trying to figure out what's happening. If you watch a mystery movie, that's a thought crime. If you play Clue, it's a thought crime. You do not think or question when people don't know what's going on. You receive what the loving government says. John, you're not about to ask questions here, are you?
I want to ask questions about Vladimir Putin, Alex.
Okay, go ahead.
I see the pictures on the internet that he's in church and he's praying and meeting with church leaders. But let's face it, to get up high in the KGB, you almost have to be a hardcore communist. And I still see the Soviet emblems and all the vehicles. I still see Red Square still named Red Square. When the Russian troops marched through there, they still got red flags. And then there's the Kama River truck factory that was built by, financed by David Rockefeller and built by the Ford Motor Company. A truck factory is 36 miles long.
That was used to arm the North. That was used to give trucks to the North Vietnamese for the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
It's capable of building 250,000 military vehicles a year.
I know.
Now, where's all this stuff going? I mean, is this just an illusion to put us to sleep? And like the Soviet defectors said, they came over here in the mid-80s that warned us that they're going to put this big illusion up, and when we're back in turn, they're going to smash us with their steel fish, you know?
But it's more sophisticated than that. Our government, the globalists, the John D. Rockefeller, the Rothschilds, on record, put the Bolsheviks in 1917 and aided them the whole time and gave $25 million to Stalin, who was the main henchman of Lenin. And our government declassified in 2004, look it up, that our government put Mao Zedong into power. So, yes, is there big remnants of the Russians and the KGB and all that? Do I trust Putin? No. The point is that I'm going to come back and break this down briefly and then let you get a comment, John. The issue is the globalist took down the czars to put an evil in, used the Soviet Empire to take over parts of the world, then built a police state here to counter it that was also used to take over part of the world. I'm going to explain full spectrum dominance when we come back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I want to go to a lot of calls, so I'm not going to belabor this point. But let me explain full spectrum dominance as simply as I can. But it's full spectrum, so it's very complex, but also very simple. If you are global financial combines that for 500 years on record or longer with the black nobility of Venice, the Venetians, this is on record mainline history. What I'm telling you is known by historical and economic scholars. This is not my view of things. This is prima facie admitted. Transferred their system to England in the last 500 years. Napoleon was a competing faction of the very same group out of Corsica, out of Italy. He wasn't even French. And that was a battle between the two Venetian systems, the two Italian systems,
that had the Roman technology of governing and manipulation between the Britannic forces and the Napoleonic forces, okay? I'm simplifying this as much as I can. There's Knights Templar stuff, Merovingian stuff tied into it, a lot of different philosophies, but the main banking, shipping, combine, British East India, Dutch East India operation model that is globalism and modern mercantilism today. They created Hitler on record, didn't run him, didn't control him, found him, trained him, set him up, pointed him at Europe to blow everything up as Napoleon Part II to bring in a new global Britannic model based on the United States. That doesn't mean Hitler was good, that he was set up. Just like ISIS is being set up in Al-Qaeda. They're horrible. They're real. They're killing people. But they're being funded and protected and turned loose by the same Britannic model. Doesn't mean British people. It's a model. It's a system. It's a game plan. Okay? And other countries and groups do it as well, but they try to mimic that model. The only way to beat that model is truth going over the top and circumventing the whole thing and pulling back and exposing the hat trick. You don't beat it with the ring of Sauron. You become it. But everyone tries to adopt it to defeat it. I'm going to stop right there. The Russians were set up because the Tsars weren't part of the European or British group. They were cousins to the British and were a German bloodline and had been quietly off and on working with the Germans, not in World War I, but were getting back in bed with them at the end of that, so they had to be taken out. And the British put this in the newspapers at the time in World War I. They called it the German problem, that they were out producing science and technology and dominating through soft power and not through Britannic power. So they had to be destroyed. So they destabilized them, had assassinations, got the Austrian-Hungarian Empire to get into a fight with them. And it was their cousins they were fighting with. It was German Transylvanians in Russia, Germany, and England running the whole show. But they had adopted Machiavellian technologies, which themselves were Venetian black nobility programs. Okay, so those are the different pieces of the puzzle. So when I sit here and say the globalists are trying to overthrow Russia, Russia took the money of the Rothschilds, stabbed the globalists in the back, double-crossed them. Putin double-crossed a bunch of them. He double deals with them as well. Putin's been poisoning and killing some of them. There's a real war going on here. They're really trying to do their own New World Order right now. Doesn't mean it's good. Doesn't mean I trust them. But there's a certain KGB group that doesn't want to kill all the Russians and that are nationalistic. And they met with Solzhenitsyn. He decided to leave the U.S. He went back. Putin was a secret acolyte of Solzhenitsyn later, was reportedly there when he died. I mean, I've done the research on all this, okay? And they've made the decision not to put cancer viruses in all their shots and kill all the Russians. They've decided to not go with the full eugenics model and go with a Russian bear, new nationalistic takeover system. And if the old guard likes red stars on things, they'll go with it. But they're going with more of a strongman El Jefe model. I don't endorse it. They're trying to survive, though. The globalists are trying to bring them down, folks, just like they're trying to bring down our country, bring down our borders, bring down our standard of living, take our guns, break the patriarch, break the male, not to empower women. This is a scientific, it's like space aliens landed. The globalists are that advanced with their technotronic, over-the-horizon, Google future-predicting system. And an old mafia of the Russians does not want to go under it. You understand that? That's what it is. And so it's Russia that had Ukraine on its border overthrown by the West. It's Russia with Al-Qaeda attacking it. It's Russia being destabilized. It's Russia with the Russians are not lobbying to take my guns. Russians are not lobbying to take my private property. Russians are not lobbying that I can't have any kids. They're lobbying people to have kids over there. And I don't lionize them. I know who their faction is. And it's infiltrated by globalists as well. The globalists have the Asian the Russian, the U.S. and European power blocks playing us off against each other, but only to kill humanity, only to make us bankrupt, only to transfer power to the national security states, which are models that the technocracy needs. They need us fighting with each other to build the technotronic towers, because only technotronic towers can battle a technotronic system. But once we've built the technotronic system for them, then the technocracy of the West, that's much more advanced, believes it can then take over in a Judgment Day Skynet scenario the systems and circumvent humans, merge with the machines, and then kill everybody on the planet. Now, that is the Google plan. Bill Joy told the world about it. That is the Microsoft program. And if you can't handle it, you can't handle the truth, folks. This is in all their major publications that they're going to get rid of everybody and that the singularity will come. But they need global adoption of centralized systems for it to integrate with when they release the AI force. Now, you notice the robots are rolling out. The tanks are rolling out. The armored vehicles, the self-driving cars, the factories are replacing humans everywhere. It's here. You can party a while, play with your iPhone, take drugs if you want, be a nihilist, eat, drink, and be merry, or you can decide to be part of the future and try to defeat this. And so our future progeny and ourselves can enjoy the life extension, enjoy all these great things that are happening. But people are too primitive to understand that they're manipulating us all, that the Palestinian, Israeli, Russian, Dutch, Hispanic, white, black, white, Catholic, Protestant, male, female, and the globalists have told me. I mean, I've met with billionaires and elites, and people said, why don't you talk about it? Because it was, you know, meetings and confidence. And they said, look, the public doesn't want to live, and they don't understand what you understand. You are one of us. By extension, you want to survive. Now, join me. You people have no idea what's going on and how much danger you're in. I mean, FBI guys in suits trying to impress people, coming up and intimidating folks in black glasses. Give me a break. You're all full of cancer viruses. You're all being microwaved every day. Your kids are walking dead just like everybody else's. You got to circumvent the whole fake matrix, get outside of it, and go read books by Bill Joy and books by Ray Kurzweil. And the Russian scientists are in their own race with this thing and have public symposiums. Whether it's realizable or not, it's the architecture that the elite are pushing and promoting. It's full spectrum dominance towards the end of not blasting space colonies into space to ensure our species and empower humanity, but to end us. The decision has been made to transcend humanity in the elite's view. You go, oh, that's movie Transcendence, where the good machine takes over and puts nanotech into everything to make sure we're good. And a good human is a dead human. The elite in all their publications, just type elite believe they're another species. You'll have Times of London, AP, Reuters. It's in all the, they're telling you that they believe they're superior and are going to merge with machines and have copies of themselves. And they're not going to let you or I have access to that without a fight, if you even want access to it. So that transcends red stars on Russian tanks. I will assure you. Ladies and gentlemen, John, does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does, and I really want to believe in Vladimir Putin. I really hope he is a Christian. I really hope that he turned against.
I don't think you should believe in Vladimir Putin, brother. You should pull outside the spectrum. And can you see the pieces on the map? I mean,
I can see. I'm going to keep both eyes open. I'm not a blind follower. I mean, I want to, but I'm still looking at the fact that the globalists said that when they sent Trotsky and Lenin in there, it was a launching pad to take over the world as in a socialist system, and so I got to keep both eyes open as far as to make sure he's not still secretly part of this, you know.
Oh, I'm sure he's all. Did you just hear the? I mean, we know who Putin's part of. The reorganized, collapsed Soviet Union that's decided to go with a nationalist model because now they understand through Solzhenitsyn and others and through me. I don't even talk to them, but they listen. I'm not bragging, folks. I mean, the Russian government listens to this show, quotes it, it's on record. That's what's got the CIA so upset. I'm here giving them. I mean, they're smart enough to get Britannic intel. The Russians are smart enough to understand this and to get past the full spectrum false field, false narrative that's been put up. The Russians are understanding that they're slated for total destruction. So that's making them transcend their communism into more of a El Jefe-ism of the chief, which is what the globalists knew in 1900 when H.G. Wells wrote Things to Come. They knew that would be what they would face in the future. You see what I'm saying? It's not that China's good or Russia's good. They're different sub-blocks within a contrived battle economically and militarily for global supremacy to build the technotronic systems within each block that the globalists will then engage in an electronic coup of. Do you understand that?
More or less, you're talking about like the bootleg gangs of the 1920s before they consolidated into the organized crime scene to get where they fought each other over territory and stuff.
But yes, but that was laid out publicly. Brzezinski's written 5 books on it. I didn't come up with this. They've all written books. They say they're going to do all this. And like no one will talk about it. Except them and then their own people. And then they say, well, look how dumb the public is. See, they don't even care. I appreciate your call. God bless you, sir. Oh, God help us. I just don't know how to explain this to people. Toby in Oregon, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. The plane is a distraction. The real deal is the Western Front. And I think the only way that we can stop this invasion from the South American continent is by spreading the Republic and starting a 51st state movement like Baja and get them to join the Union and to learn our ways.
No, I agree. Mexico has failed and collapsed. And you don't stay the same. I mean, you don't have in the universe where something sits there. It either degrades or it excels and moves forward. And Baja would be a nice slice and is one of the safer, better areas of Mexico. And it also would secure Mexico's flank if you cut it off and built a fence there up by where the peninsula is. And I think you're probably right. The problem is the globalists already foresaw that. That's why annexation of Mexico into the North American Union is their plan out of the crisis they created. They already are one step ahead with the logic to sell the absorption of Mexico as a way to fix the problem, but they won't fix the problem with the absorption of Mexico. See, you just hit full spectrum dominance again and the high-level intelligence we're facing.
If we could translate your small booklets that you hand out with all the orders into Spanish and spread that, the Bill of Rights is something that Mexicans and all Southern peoples grab onto. Those ideas are inherent in them. And if they knew that they could join the Union and there would be no border, we don't...
Exactly. They just see it the way it's been sold, that they're not welcome here when they're leaving the hellish stuff. And then it's sold that you can only join the communist socialists if you want to have freedom. It's a total fraud. We do need to spread 1776 worldwide and not just annex things. We could literally have the ideas, if they were properly taught, expand and would turn those places into Edens. The problem is the globalists have been in Latin America for 60 years with the Ford Foundation teaching communism as the only way to resist.
I've worked with many of these laborers. They're hardworking. They want to be Americans. They want to blend in. It's not their fault that people are handing them all these goodies. So I know.
And they've set up an economy where you can't even survive as a working class person without handouts. I mean, they admit that's the plan. I mean, it's not just the Hispanics from Latin America that are getting the freebies on top of working. Most Walmart workers are on welfare on top of it. Most blue-collar workers, they tell city and state workers now, oh, you're so low paid, go get welfare. Go get food stamps. I mean, it's disgusting. I appreciate your call. Great points, Tubby. Yeah, it's messages like that that are going to save humanity. We're all in this together, folks. It's full spectrum dominance. And, let's just talk to Glenn in Ohio. Glenn, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, Alex. I have some really important information here, and I'm not sure if you mentioned this to your listeners or not, but this is from history. Do you recall Iran Air Flight 655?
Yes, and then right after they had that, they had Operation Praying Mantis and blew up the Persian Gulf fleet of the Iranians.
Well, the point here being is that the United States government, especially Obama and the globalists, have no business pointing fingers at either Russia or the separatists when we ourselves destroyed 209 people on board that flight, including 66 children and 16 crew died that day.
Well, it happens in war zones, and it's terrible. Exactly. The Ukrainians in 2001 blew up a Russian airliner. So was there World War III over that? There it is. Ukraine admits it shot down a Russian airliner, 2001, killing 78 passengers. So why was it not a big deal then? Because you don't start wars over things like this. No governments. Here's the thing about the Russians. They don't have a motive to blow the aircraft up. They didn't do it premeditatedly. It's a bad move. It's like forfeiting the queen in a chess game for no reason. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. I guess the point here being just really quick here is that, again, we really need to stress, hey, look, U.S., you did the same thing. You have no business pointing fingers at anyone else. So just be quiet. And settle down.
Well, bottom line, it's George Soros trying to start a war with the Russians. So they got such a big crisis, Obama can come on TV and announce a war started with the Russians. I mean, all I know is, man, the globalists are driving this pony, and it isn't a good situation.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gain your independence all this month. Emergency Essentials will help you prepare with our biggest Mountain House sale ever. Now through July 31st, save up to 50% on every Mountain House can in stock. Mountain House food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. The freeze-dried lasagna is only $17.49, and the pasta primavera is only $18.49. Shop Emergency Essentials right now at BePrepared.com for the lowest prices in the country. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I don't have to tell you, this economy sucks. Unlike the political elite and Wall Street bankers, you know that debts don't disappear and bailouts have big consequences. Stock and real estate market bubbles can pop at any moment and evaporate most or all of your retirement savings. Folks, we're in the weakest economy of our lifetime and it's likely to get much worse. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. And I'm here to tell you, this may be the best thing that could happen to you if you move decided and develop a backup plan immediately. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in history, and history is about to repeat itself. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Well, you took it all.
Infowars.com has been up and down some today. And we have backup websites like PrisonPlanet.com. And we're looking into this being an attack on the site. Those routinely happen, and we're working on mitigating that. But we're going out on AM and FM stations all over the world, YouTube, thousands of other platforms, global shortwave. And the fact that we're seeing more and more censorship the last week, we're suddenly web filters all over the world, not just here in the United States, have been saying, don't go to our websites, they're not safe. And again, they've done that to Drudge, WorldNet Daily, you name it before. This is an attempt to make sure that the fact that we're questioning the narrative does not get out. Up on Drudge right now, it's got the Sun headline, Putin's missile. See, Putin did it now. And it's just like babies in incubators. It's like claiming that there's babies that Saddam was stomping the brains out of. It was a PR firm, all fake, none of it true, to start the first Iraq war. Or that our ships were attacked in the Vietnam harbor. Didn't happen. That's declassified again in the mid-2000s. And so now, it's the Sun in England. Flight MH17 shot out of the sky. Putin's missile. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. He is convicted, ladies and gentlemen. Done. Open and shut case. And so the answer is, I guess, let NATO and the EU take over and kick all the Russians that are about half the population of Ukraine out and maybe just bomb Russia. I mean, I've got headlines up on Infowars.com until the site went down with all these top government officials, McCain, you name it, saying there will be hell to pay, and others saying let's go toe-to-toe with the Russians. The site's again up and down. It's up right now. But this is what they're saying. This is what they want. And they don't want people going to Infowars.com and noticing that the Ukraine video was uploaded to YouTube, time-stamped on YouTube, the day before the plane was shot down yesterday. So on Wednesday, this YouTube video showing a supposed Russian separatist dressed up standing by a Russian officer by one of these missile launchers that they admit the Ukraine government has. They claim separatists stole it. I mean, I could dress up like a TSA person and go do stuff right now and people think TSA did it or impersonate a cop. I mean, you can do that. This is what goes on. And this is how wars start. And I'm sad for everybody in Ukraine, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad the Georgia war got stopped in 2008. We're going to go to your calls in the next segment for Tim and Nathan and others that are patiently holding. But before we go any further, please remember that we're under an attack as well. They don't want us getting this info out because they don't want to have a real debate. They want to start a new war like the Spanish-American War. It was based on blowing up the Maine. They want to do this. Globalist criminal interest. The same ones shutting down our borders right now. They're attacking everybody. The globalists are launching their wars and operations everywhere right now. All over the Middle East. Al-Qaeda's launching attacks. NATO's launching attacks. Israel's launching attacks. The globalists are lowering our borders, launching attacks. These are the times they drop the hammer. This is when everything accelerates. So spread the word about the broadcast, the free podcast, the free audio feeds, the video feeds. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. See the nightly news, all of it. Tell friends and family to tune into the refeeds all weekend long at Infowars.com/show. Then see the free feed of the last 3 days airing back to back. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Buy the products at InfowarsStore.com. Shop with the good guys. We'll be back in 70 seconds.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part? You do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.